You know, I think I've actually put more New Zealand activists on air, on terrestrial radio, than any one person or any one news organisation in this country's history. And that's quite an achievement for one person to organise by themselves. And it just goes to show you, you don't need massive organisations that have huge quantities of funding and million-dollar studios and so on and so forth in order to get the frickin' job that needs to be done accomplished. Because I think that what's wrong with humanity is that people have decided that they need to depend on others in order to get anything of worth accomplished. And I don't think this is the case. And I think history is on my side on this, that it's usually a small amount of very talented and or dedicated individuals who get things done and actually change the course of humanity. Whether or not I'm actually changing the course of humanity, I don't know. It's not really my goal. My goal is just to give some coverage to people who otherwise would get left out of the media because they're such a bunch of inept scum that they just couldn't be bothered. And also they're not that bright either. What's his name? Ian Wishart told me, and he was like one of the country's top journalists, Billy, that reporters are airheads. Okay? I want to get that on a plaque. You know, just on my desk or something. Ian Wishart, mainstream media reporters are just a bunch of airheads who are just wanting their next trip to Tahiti, and that's basically it. These are the people that you get to inform you, ladies and gentlemen, on a day-to-day basis. If you're listening to this show, you have suddenly joined an elite minority of people who know what the frack they're talking about. At least it's something nice, you know? And by the way, the reason why I'm saying this is because Billy has actually been supporting me for quite some time. You've got the automatic payments going into my Kiwi Bank and everything, and that's helping me pay the rent, pay the food, pay the internet bills and things like that. So he's an activist who's on the bones of his ass, and even he's capable of supporting me on a regular basis. Thank you, Billy.
You're well worth it.
Yeah, and at the moment, ladies and gentlemen, I'm having a real struggle. We don't have any money for food at the moment. I've got the rent covered. Internet bill's just been paid, but what's left over is not enough for food or the non-fluoridated water that we have to buy because this frickin' city won't get it out of the water. But Hamilton's just voted to get fluoride out of the water, but Aucklanders are just too dumb and too lazy and just, we can't be bothered. You know, we just want to drive around in our cars and sip our frickin' fluoridated lattes at various cafes around the city that are incidentally run by Chinese people. It'll be fine. Oh, God. But anyway, if you could please, ladies and gentlemen, do me a solid. Go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. There's a little PayPal subscribe button there. I want you to start donating on a monthly basis. If you are broke as frack, you can still afford $1 a month. If you are flush with cash, you might be able to afford $100 a month. And those options are there for you. And what do you get for that? You get ad-free archives and also the knowledge that I will still be here, still 5 days a week, broadcasting the truth and giving people the coverage that they fracking deserve. I'm doing the job that the media can't be bothered doing because they're too inept, too pathetic, and too controlled to get the job done right. Please, and I mean like right now, seriously, The situation is quite desperate. Please go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, subscribe either through PayPal with your credit card or just make an automatic payment through the Kiwi Bank account there. And if you're unable to, say, do something regular, there's a little donate button there as well. And I must say, I've had so much support from so many people over the years that I don't own anything I'm wearing. You know that? I seriously, Billy, everything that I've got, everything that I'm wearing on my body and everything that is in this office around me has been given to me by other people. I would not be able to do this show if it weren't for the generous support of the listeners. Okay, it's a symbiotic relationship here, and I feel obligated because I've got this stuff to use it for good. for you.